Good morning, and welcome to the China Ceramics third quarter 2012 earnings call. David, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramics third quarter 2012 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramics Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Zaidong Huang, and his Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Huang, may I remind our listeners that during this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today, and we refer you to more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties with the company's filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, November 14, 2012. China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. To supplement its financial results presented in accordance with IFRS, management may make reference to certain non-GAAP financial measures, which the company believes provides meaningful additional information to understand the company's performance. A statement reconciling any non-GAAP measures to nearest GAAP equivalents can be found on the earnings press release distributed earlier today. And now, it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics Chairman and CEO, Mr. Zaidong Huang, and China Ceramics CFO, Mr. Edmund Hen, who will be translating for Mr. Huang. Mr. Huang, you may proceed.
谢谢大卫. 在此我谨代表宋沽投资欢迎大家参加我们的 2012年第三季度业绩电话会议.
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone joining our third quarter 2012 earnings conference call.
尽管中国房地产和建筑市场的形势充满挑战, 我们在2012年第三季度仍然实现了稳健的业绩, 收入、利润和现金流等均保持稳定, 虽然销售有所下降, 第三季度的财务报表较上年同比仅出现了小幅下降, 这主要归功于产品平均销售同比增长 14%的推动, 这充分反映出我们的经营重点继续转向高利润, 市场前景 更好的瓷砖产品, 恒大力工厂和设备对此的贡献有目共睹.
We achieved sound financial results in the third quarter of 2012 as the company generated steady revenue, earnings and cash flow results despite challenging conditions in China's real estate and construction market. Although our sales volume decreased, our financial performance in the third quarter was down just modestly from the year-ago quarter, sustained by a 14% increase in the average selling price of our products as compared to the third quarter of 2011. This is due to our continued migration to higher margin and better performing ceramic tiles produced using our new plants and equipment at our Hengdeli facility.
前年年初, 我们成功地执行了产能扩张计划, 尽管公司的年瓷砖产能已经达到 7200万平方米, 但是我们的选择将部分的产能闲置, 目前正在使用的年瓷砖产能为 5600万平方米, 我们将继续监控中国的宏观经济形势, 在符合企业状况 和满足客户需求的前提下, 管理现有的产能, 第三季度期间, 公司两个工厂的使用率为 87%, 尽管低于第二季度的 96%, 但仍然保持在较高水平上.
We successfully execute our capacity expansion plan earlier this year, and although we now have the productive capacity to produce 72 million square meters of ceramic tiles per year, we are keeping a portion of this capacity offline and are using capacity capable of producing 56 million square meters or ceramic tiles annually. We will closely monitor the macroeconomic environment in China to manage our existing production capacity, and we'll only bring additional capacity online as business conditions and customer demand dictate. The current utilization of company's two plants facilities for the third quarter was 87%, indicative of still high level of efficiency, though it is down from the second quarter, 96% level of utilization.
由于中国经济增长放缓，公司在2021年第一和第二季度都没有资本支出，第三季度还仅有小额资本支出。同时，公司在第四季度也不大可能会有重大资本支出。四明年是否会有资本支出，还在取决于届时的业绩前景。 虽然第三季度时间的瓷砖平均销售仍然上涨，但是公司预计未来下个季度可能会有所下降，加上第四季度的储备订单减少，我们预计公司未来的收入也会有所下降。不过，对于建筑行业的长期前景，我们认为中国的城市化和人口分布 气势以及政府对保证建设的大力支持，都有利于建筑和建筑材料行业的发展。
As a result of slowing economic conditions in China, the company had modest capital expenditures in the third quarter, followed by no capital expenditures in the first two quarters of the year. It is unlikely that we will engage in any material capital expenditures in the fourth quarter of 2012, and the capital expenditures that we undertake next year will be subject to the business outlook at that time. Although the average selling prices for our ceramic tiles were still strong this quarter, we anticipate possible price decreases in the next quarter, and combined with a reduced backlog for the fourth quarter, foresee a decrease in company revenue looking forward. However, in terms of the construction sector's long-term fundamentals, urbanization and demographic trends in China favors the construction and building materials sector, as does government support for the construction of affordable housing.
在继续发挥自己的研发力量，公司的研发部已将成功推出新产品的创新性产品，帮助公司实现了更高的利润率。我们的新工厂一直是我们成为市场领导者这一战略的一个组成部分，原因是他们能够推动新设计和新产能， 而这正是我们相信能够为公司带来可持续竞争优势的要素。我们也在计划增强面向大型第三方开发商的直接直销手段，相信他们的客户经验对我们客户需求的理想将有助于我们继续稳固二三线城市的市场。我们相信 建筑行业将恢复景气，借助我们现有的产能、高度的品牌认知度，中国瓷砖一定能够在行业内获得长期的成功。
We continue to leverage the effort of our research and development department, which has resulted in the commercialization of new and innovative products that realize higher margins. Our new plant facility have been an integral part of our strategy to be the market leader in this respect, as it enables new design and production capabilities that we believe gives us a sustainable competitive advantage. We also plan to strengthen our direct sales efforts to large property developers and believe that Our experience and knowledge of our customers will enable us to continue to optimally service our Tier 2 and Tier 3 markets. We are confident that the construction industry will rebound, and with our available capacity production and strong brand recognition, China Ceramics is still well positioned to be successful in our industrial sector in the long term.
现在有请公司首席财务官姓万先生就公司2012年第三季度的业绩情况做具体阐述。
With that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's chief financial officer, Mr. Edmund Han, who will discuss the company's third quarter 2012 earnings result in more detail. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results. Our revenue for the third quarter of 2012 was RMB 386.3 million, or US$62.1 million, down 5.1% from RMB 406.9 million, or US$63.4 million. In the third quarter of 2011. The year-over-year decrease in revenue was due to a 16.4% decrease in the sales volume of ceramic tiles to 12.2 million square meters in the third quarter of 2012, from the third quarter of last year, partially offset by a 14% increase in the company's average selling price. The improved ASP was due to an improved sales mix, with more sales coming from our new higher-priced rustic and glazed series of ceramic tiles produced out of our facility, Hengdeli facility. Gross profit for the third quarter of 2012 was RMB 110 million, or US$70.7 million. Down 7.6% from RMB 119.1 million or US$18.6 million for the third quarter of 2011. The year-over-year decrease in the gross profit was due to lower sales volume of our ceramic tiles in the most recent quarter. Our gross profit margin for the quarter was 28.5% compared to 29.3% for the same period of 2011 due to lower sales volume in the third quarter of this year. Profits before taxes for the third quarter of 2012 was RMB 97.9 million or US$15.7 million, down 4.3% from RMB 102.3 million or US$15.9 million in the third quarter of 2011. Net profit for the third quarter 2012 was RMB 72.8 million or US$11.7 million, down 4% from RMB 75.8 million or US$11.8 million. In the same period of 2011. The year-over-year decrease in net profit was the result of lower gross profits offset by lower administrative expenses and lower income tax expenses. Earnings per fully diluted share were RMB 3.56 or US$0.57 for the third quarter of 2012. Down from RMB 4.16 or US$0.65 in the comparable year-ago quarter. EPS in the quarter was computed using 20.4 million shares, while third quarter 2011 EPS was computed using 18.3 million shares. Non-GAAP net profit, which excludes share-based compensation expenses, was RMB 74.1 million, or US dollar 11.9 million in the third quarter of 2012, down 5.4% from RMB 78.3 million, or US dollar 12.2 million in the third quarter of 2011. And non-GAAP earnings per fully diluted shares, which excludes share-based compensation expenses, was RMB 3.63 or US dollar 0.58 in the third quarter of 2012, as compared to RMB 4.29 or US dollar 0.67 in the same period a year ago. Turning to our balance sheet, as of September 30th, 2012, we had the cash and bank balances of RMB 122.6 million, or US dollar 19.5 million, compared to RMB 42.1 million, or US dollar 6.7 million as of December 31st, 2011. The increase in cash and bank balances over the 9 months was the result of sustained revenue and the modest level of capital expenditure made in the year to date. We also reduced our total debt for the 9 months to RMB 16 million, or US dollar 9.6 million, from RMB 185 million, or US dollar 29.4 million from the beginning of the year. As of September 30th, 2012, we had an inventory turnover of 101 days compared to 84 days as of December 31st, 2011. The increase in inventory turnover reflects a normal pattern, which we introduced a new series of ceramic tiles for testing by our customers, which are temporarily slower moving. While thereafter, the new series is produced in accordance with the actual customer's order. Moving on to our outlook. Looking at the rest of the year, our backlog of order for delivery in the fourth quarter of 2012 is approximately RMB 290.9 million, or US dollar 46.3 million. Representing a year-over-year decrease of 28.1% compared to the fourth quarter of 2011, which is significantly changed from that of previous quarter, which has strong positive year-over-year comparisons, with current backlog now reflecting the impact of weaker customer demand. We estimate that our sales volume for ceramic tiles in the fourth quarter of 2012 will be approximately 8.7 million square meters, a significant decrease from the current quarter, as well as that of the fourth quarter last year. As indicated in the September news announcement, the company attributes this reduction to a general slowdown in the construction industry in China, where customers are deferring order and or are waiting to start new projects. Further, some of the company's customers may be delaying projects to see if the government will adopt new policies to aid the construction industry. To mitigate the effects of slowing demand, the company may consider shutting down some existing capacity on a temporary basis. Should it go unused in order to generate cost saving. However, it will maintain its currently wide range of product offerings and continue to augment with new products from this research and development program, which has the potential to result in products that realize higher margins. The company believes that a core competitive advantage is its ability to innovate and to introduce new products into the product mix that it offers to its customers. China Ceramics' new plant facilities also have new design and production capabilities, as well as the ability to operate more efficiently. We are optimistic as to the long-term prospects of our business and plan upon working even closer with our customers during this challenging time in order to take advantage of the opportunities available to us. In this regard, we look to have an important announcement to make in the near future as pertained to a significant contract with a large property developer. With that, we would like to open up the call to any questions pertaining to the first quarter financial operation results. I note that board member Bill Stokinski is also on the call and available to respond to questions as well. Operator.
As a reminder, in order to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 to ask an audio question. And your first question is from the line of John Harrell with Harrell & Associates.
I see that your cash position is significantly higher at the end of Q3 than it was at the end of last year. You know, and in the past, the company has rejected a $7.50 going private proposal. Now the stock's $1.50. Do you have any regrets not accepting the proposal, and have you been looking into or received any offers for any new going private offers?
We are still enjoying some kind of benefits to be a listed company in the U.S. to do business in China, and we have never regret for being to go private. And we have a lot of we have heard a lot of noise from the market that asked the company to go private, but we had not considered any of them.
So you don't have any regrets from not accepting the $7.50 going private proposal?
No.
Okay, thanks.
Once again, to ask an audio question, please press star 1. And your next question is from the line of Stephen Martin with Slater Capital Management.
Hi there. Edmund, can you, and I know you generally don't give guidance, but can you tell us, based on your backlog and your estimate of expected shipments in the fourth quarter, whether you expect to be profitable in the fourth quarter?
We are still expecting a profit in the fourth quarter, and we found the fourth quarter shipment is still stable according to our backlog number. And we are not going to make a loss, what we believe, in the fourth quarter.
Okay. When you look out, your commentary was about the first quarter, said that you expected the weakness into the first quarter of 2013.
Yes.
Do you expect that you will continue to make a profit in the first quarter of 2013?
Yes, we do. We believe that in the first quarter of 2013, we still can make profit.
Okay. With respect to inventories and receivables,
yes.
With the backlog and the shipments slowing,
yes.
Do you expect that those numbers, 54 million U.S. and 76 million U.S., should come down significantly over the course of the fourth quarter and be down significantly at the end of December?
And your question is for the numbers of the inventory and the trade receivable number.
Yes.
Yes, we do also expecting the number will decrease because of our revenue, the sales volume decrease in the first quarter of 2013.
Okay. And would your intent, you should generate a fair amount of cash in the
yes.
fourth quarter because of that?
Yes.
Would you expect to pay down more debt, or is the debt being paid down on a schedule?
We will further pay down some of that on schedule. We always want to minimize our debt.
Would you expect to pay down the debt to zero if you keep generating cash?
Probably not. I think we need to keep a small number of debts in order to have some kind of relationship with the banks.
All right. And another question. Your indication was you didn't expect to build anything going forward. Does that mean capital expenditures should be zero or close to zero in the fourth quarter and the first quarter of 2013?
There will not be some significant or major capital expenditure in the fourth quarter or first quarter in 2013.
Does that mean it's a million, less than a million, or you just don't have any way of knowing?
Less than $3 or $4 million, I mean, U.S. dollar.
In each quarter?
We still have some equipment, need some replacement for the old equipment. So we will minimize this replacement for during this time.
Okay. And in your product mix for the fourth quarter, do you expect it to continue to have the higher margins and higher selling prices?
Not necessarily, but we will try to maintain the higher margin product to be sold in the fourth quarter and first quarter of 2013.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Howard Flinker with Flinker & Company.
大家好.
你好.
I have a question about the wording.
Yeah.
You say the average selling price of the ceramic tiles rose 14% in the third quarter relative to last year, and that's the fourth double-digit increase in a row. You mean fourth quarterly double-digit increase in a row of higher selling prices?
You mean the fourth quarter? Not necessarily, because Sorry?
It said in the third quarter.
Yes.
The average selling price was 14% above last year's third quarter. And that's
yes.
That's the fourth double digit increase. You mean the fourth quarter in a row or 4 years?
This is the third quarter. The third quarter we have recorded the average selling price is 14% higher than the same period last year.
So that's 4 quarters in a row when that happened. Is that what you meant?
No, the fourth quarter depends on the actual sales. I cannot say right now.
No, not the fourth quarter, but how many quarters in a row have selling prices increased over last year?
Your question is, I think this is the third quarter we have recorded the average selling price has been higher than last year.
Oh, I see. Okay. 现在我懂，谢谢你们。
Thank you very much.
Your next question is from the line of Amber Kai with Goldman Sachs.
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Hen, could you please share with us if you have any estimate about ceramic tiles inventory level in China? We know that the National Bureau of Statistics have inventory data series in U.S. dollars, but we think that the national inventory level in the unit of wear meters would be more helpful for us. Thank you.
You mean the average level of the national standard?
The inventory level in China of ceramic tiles.
I'm sorry, I do not have the statistic for the national figures right now. Probably we may also need to do some study on that.
Okay. So if we have the series in U.S. dollars, I mean the value of inventory, do you have any suggestion that we can make, like how should we convert the numbers?
How should we convert the number into U.S. value?
No, how should we convert the value in U.S. dollars? These values are the ceramic tiles. How should we convert them back to square meters? Do you have any suggestions about that?
No, I do not have some such information.
Okay.
Evan, this is Bill.
Yeah.
I think Edmund, let me try to clarify this question. The significant part of the inventory recorded is in raw materials. So we have a significant stockpile of coal and clay that are a component of the inventory value. There is a piece that is finished tile product, and that we probably, Edmund, I don't know if we have at hand, how many square meters we have on hand at the end of the third quarter and what the value of that inventory is as a component of our total inventory number. So it's a little hard to directly convert the total value of inventory into square meters because much of it is sitting in raw materials, is my point.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, but do we have, Edmund, the number of square meters we have in inventory at the end of September and what the dollar value of that finished goods inventory is?
Yeah,
okay.
You can approximately estimate that our average selling price with our inventory level, approximately 30% of our inventory is the raw material. So you can easily estimate how many square meters are on our inventory.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Once again, as a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press star 1. And your next question is from the line of Ling Su with Kian Capital.
Hi, Emin. I'm just wondering, in facing a challenging real estate environment in China, you have continuously to demonstrate the ability to broaden your product mix, you enhance the product mix to sustain margin, and you know you have also stated the potential to shut down some of the production lines that is currently active to save costs. But what about are there any initiatives that you are taking or plan to do that would perhaps help support your order backlog? In other words, to help you increase and to grow your top line as opposed to just to save costs at this point. I mean, are you proactively looking to geographic expansion, further extend your sales distribution channels? Can you provide some updates on that front? Thank you.
Yes, we also always try to have new customer or some direct dealing with the developers. And as I mentioned on the call earlier, we will announce a new customer very soon, which we have signed a direct contract with this developer. This will be quite a very significant contract for our company in the future development. And because we have just signed the contract, so we will have such an announcement probably later of the month.
Okay, it's good. And in terms of the ASP, You know, you mentioned that in the third quarter, it was the third quarter that shows, third consecutive quarter shows year-over-year increase in ASP. How about in terms of sequentially? If you're just looking at 2012, quarter by quarter, how is it trending?
Quarter by quarter, I cannot exactly remember the first quarter, but the quarter to quarter, we have recorded the increase in ASP since the beginning of this year compared to last year, because we have more higher selling price new products to be sold to our customer since the beginning of this year.
Okay, and has that continuously to trend up from earlier this year?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Stephen Martin with Slater Capital Management.
Yep.
Edmund?
Yes.
Hi. When we were at the annual meeting,
yes,
we had a discussion on the phone.
Yes,
we talked. You talked, and Paul talked. Paul Kelly talked about a board meeting at the end of November or early December,
yes,
to discuss 2013 and the cash that was available and the possibility of a share repurchase or a dividend or some other shareholder value action. And I was wondering if that meeting had been held, or if it were going to be held, and would you still expect to have a discussion of that kind of matter?
The meeting has not been held, and I think that will be held very soon. As we mentioned earlier, probably the end of November or early of December. And we will announce to public once we have any decision on this topic.
Okay. I apologize. I got on the call a couple of minutes late.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Once again, to ask an audio question, please press star 1. At this time, you have no further questions.
Hey, well, thank you, operator. And on behalf of the entire China Ceramics management team, we'd like to thank all of you for your interest and participation on this call. This concludes China Ceramics' third quarter 2012 earnings conference call. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. You may now disconnect.